I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And that's from my old friend, the beady-eyed bird. And boy, that kind of gets you fired up. I know it does me. All right, we got a whole hour to go here. The New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo is going to be kicking off. Fishing starts in about, I guess that's what, 22 minutes away. And you got time to get down there and fish if you want. Take part in the festival. Also got the boats on the bayou. We'll be talking to Brendan Bayard more about that. And I'm getting some comments in on the text board about the Frog Lawyer. He's a three-time reigning champion. He's going for number four. And someone wants to give him a big shout-out for that four in a row. That is Texter 6320, who said that good luck to everybody fishing on the bayou. He had to miss it. He's doing the election. Yeah, we got elections in Louisiana going on today. All right, here's a comment on the oil versus air frying. Come on, oil or air is like seasoning in the boiling water or on top of the seafood after the boil. Nuff said. Now, I got to tell you, I've had some pretty good top of the seafood after the boil. Mostly out in southwest Louisiana. That's where you'll experience that. But my award-winning crawfish always was the seasoning goes in the boiling water. And I think we know where you stand on the oil versus air frying. All right, here's another one. Says, so yeah, I like my fried fish also, but after the third or fourth batch, the oil starts getting dark. Trying to keep 350 degrees, what could I be doing wrong? That's from Homer. Only thing I can think of, and it's going to happen, I mean, it's just going to get dark after four batches of fish in it, but to try to keep that from happening so quickly, which you might, maybe you're putting the seafood in before the oil gets up to that 350. If it's 350, when you put it first in, it'll fry up real crispy and quick and won't lose so much of the batter, because that's what's happening. The batter is staying in your oil and it's burning. So by putting it in, you know, when it's fresh and you got that full 350, if you put it in when the oil's at a lower temperature and you got to wait for it to build back up, that's when you start losing batter and it stays in there and keeps cooking. You also might get one of those little skimming screens, and that might help too. All right, we've got some more texts coming in, and it looks like most of them are all for the oil, except I had one that likes air frying, but it was a little strange. It said, this is from Marcus. We definitely prefer oil, but our Golden Duncan loves air-fried trout. Who is Golden Duncan? Maybe you could explain that, Marcus, a little better. All right, we'll get to some more texts later on, but right now we got a break to take, and we come back. Our old friend Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou, Got a fishing report. What's he going to be doing in all this wind this morning? We'll check it out with him right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is sponsored by CETO. You know, that $249 gets you a whole year membership. Fuel drop-offs, tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it's going to take to get you back safely. It's like having a AAA on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's just one phone call away to Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545, area code 504, or click CETO.com. It'll get you right there and get you signed up today. All right, let's check in with Captain Mike. Captain Mike, we're looking at some breezy conditions until sometime late this afternoon and looking better for tomorrow. What's your plan for today?
Well, Don, I'm going to be in a little bit of a holding pattern till maybe early morning. Then I think we're going to slip down the intercoastal waterway and fish some of that protected water down by the Bayou B Avenue area.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good plan. That kind of is protected from the wind. What have you been doing this past week? I know we had some rainy days out there. Did you get out?
I was able to get out several times during the week. Seems like my catches are between, 25 and 35 fish, and it doesn't seem to matter if I'm fishing in Lake Pontchartrain or in the marsh. I guess that's one of the benefits of March. The fish are still scattered, and if you have to fish in the marsh, it still can be productive. But there is some nice, pretty trout in Lake Pontchartrain. We had some approaching 4 pounds day before yesterday, catching quite a few flounder. They're a little on the small side, but that's to be expected. And there seems to be a good number of small redfish in Lake Pontchartrain, which is not necessarily a normal catch for us, as many as we've been catching. I guess, I don't know, I'm catching 4 to 6 each trip.
Yeah, not bad. And up to a 4-pound trout, that is a really nice fish. Are you drop shotting at the base of the poles, or are you bouncing plastics off the bottom?
We're doing both. And oddly enough, the day before yesterday, the fish were quite a distance from the bridge. I was positioning the boat maybe a cast length from the bridge. I had a family on board. And this gentleman's daughter was fishing off the back of the boat, and she caught like the first 6 fish. So before you knew it, we backed up to maybe 2.5 cast lengths from the bridge, and that seemed to be the zone that they were in. We were fishing on the down current side and had a pretty good catch. Had a couple of those trout that were approaching 4 pounds too, but nice fish.
Yeah, you know, it's strange how we were talking about that a week or so ago about those pilings on those bridges, how the fish sometimes they'll be on the inside, hanging tight, sometimes a little bit on the outside, And sometimes they're following your bait coming out from there, and they hit a little distance away. And sometimes they're completely off, maybe 20, 30 yards away from the poles.
Yeah, it's just like we talk about, you know, fishing all depths of water from the bottom all the way to the surface. When it comes to fishing that structure, it's not a bad idea to fish close to it as well as quite a distance away from it, because they can be anywhere.
Yes, indeed. As far as Biloxi Marsh, haven't been able to get over that way?
Well, I haven't had to go that far. No. I'll have some dedicated redfish trips coming up in April, and we'll make runs over that way. But while the fish are so close to my backyard, I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're fishing on those bridges across the lake, you get a little, I guess you'd call it a little lanyap when you can catch some of those pretty catfish that are in the lake this time of the year. You know, they're still there until that salinity goes up.
Right. We've caught a couple each day, and it seems to be the same thing in the marsh. We caught a couple when we were in the marsh earlier in the week. Our catches have been mainly flounder, redfish, speckled trout, obviously more speckled trout than anything else, but there'll be a couple of catfish mixed in, even a black drum here or there, or maybe even a sheephead here or there. So it's been quite a mix.
Yeah, how are you staying away from the sheephead with that drop shot? They should be all over it.
I think they're just not quite as fast as a speckled trout, so if the trout gets to it before the sheephead does, obviously he eats it before the sheephead gets to it. And that's one of my sort of, I guess you might call it a rule. If I'm targeting speckled trout and I pull up to the bridge and I catch a couple of sheephead, I move because I think the trout are not there.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you've ever watched any videos of underwater speckled trout, they are probably the fastest fish as far as going to grab a bait that swims in brackish water.
Yep, that's correct. Even if I was targeting speckled trout and I caught flounder, you know, most of us, we enjoy the flounder also, put them in the box. But if my customer is strictly wanting to catch speckled trout and we catch flounder, which I would also consider to be slower than a speckled trout, then once again, I'll move as well.
Okay, good plan. Mike, somebody wants to get you, got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Tell them your site and phone number.
Very simple. My site is AAofLA.com. Also, Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook, or the reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
Mike, oil fry or air fry?
Well, air fryer is better for my waistline, but oil frying is better for my taste buds.
I got you. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, Mike, thanks for the report. As always, we appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Coming up next, I got some more text on the I got some solutions for our friend in Homa to maybe eliminate the darkening of the oil while they're cooking. We'll get to that. And also got a fishing report with Brendan Bayard, the winner of the BCKFC's Trout Challenge. He'll tell you how he did it and also get you a little bit of a report on what's going on over at City Park. Boats on the bayou, the fishing starting there in about 10 minutes. For the bank fishermen, the boats on the bayou starts at 7 a.m. We'll be back to talk to Brendan after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And our Stroker's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Baton Rouge, North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain in Covington, and in Mid-City in New Orleans. And you can find some of the best kayak fishing models and also those extra products to all the fishing accessories for your kayak. Lots of wintertime clothing going to be given away at special discounts. And you can check out their website, find products, and also when they hold the demo days. That's going to be at MasseyOutfitters.com. You can also check them out on their Facebook page. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, congratulations on taking the Trout Challenge down there in Lafourche. You had 96 inches total, and you also won the Mule Trout at 21 inches. Congratulations. Tell us how it went, because conditions were not very optimum doing that tournament last week.
Oh, thank you, Don. Yeah, it was, we had a lot of hopes for a great day of fishing looking earlier in the week. We had some forecasts of, 5 miles an hour and, nice tide range. And so we were pretty excited. But when we got there, how somebody must have heard there was a tournament going on. And, you wake up and you go out there and it's blowing 20 miles an hour and it's dirty water and you just kind of make do. But, had a great time in the morning. I was kind of frustrated. I had paddled about 5 miles one direction to a favorite spot of mine, and it was just, blown out. The wind was really messing up the approach on the spot, the bank, and the water was real dirty, so I just kind of plan B'd it and, retraced my steps and went to a different area and grinded it out a little bit more. Kind of went to a place where I have a little confidence in where I've caught them before, and kind of sets up a little bit better with the wind direction, kind of got out of the wind and went more for a protected area. And it just kind of worked out. Slowed down my presentation, just kind of focused on the bank that I had caught them before. Cause sometimes, trout are kind of like, they relate to structure a lot of times. Like you'll find like a bank or a piling or a outflow that they like to hang out at no matter the conditions. And those are the kind of places I look for when the weather gets really bad. And I just cycled through about, 10 spots like that on tournament day and ended up catching, I think, about 8 fish that were all pretty decent size.
So did you catch them all in a quick rush, or was it pretty much all day?
There was a rush at the topwater bite. We had some cloud come over between 9 a.m. and 10:30. That's when I probably caught my biggest fish. There was a lot of little tiny bait fish and little shrimp in the water, and so I used the smallest topwaters I had in my box, and that seemed to do the trick for that time period. Sometimes those fish would come out of the water and kind of like they almost greyhounded out of the water, so you could see the size of the fish, and they would totally miss the bait, almost kind of like, hey, look at me.
That's frustrating.
Then it makes you want to sit there and grind and try and cycle through a bunch of different baits, and so that's what I would do, is I would use the topwater. Sometimes I was lucky enough to connect, but the water was so bad, I can't hardly blame them for missing it.
Yeah.
And then if they didn't connect, I would throw the Corky or the soft Miradyne, just kind of a little bit easier thing for them to catch in their mouth, or I'd throw a plastic, and that would do the trick.
Well, congratulations. It was some tough conditions, and you came through as a champion. Which, speaking of, that was one of the qualifying tournaments for the championship, and the next one's going to be Paddlepalooza. Next month, April 27th, at Bridgeside in Grand Isle. What's Paddlepalooza all about?
Paddlepalooza is our oldest tournament. It's going on its 20th rendition this year. So we've been doing this for 20 years, and so pretty awesome to think about a club started, you know, oh so long ago with a handful of people, and we've kept it going this long. We've got a pretty good membership base, and, you know, guys, you know, volunteering all those times, all those years, keeping this baby going. And this is our slam tournament. It's going to be your heaviest aggregate of slot redfish, speckled trout, and flounder. There's always some great prizes over there, and there's lots of categories, including ladies, kids, seniors, the open division. So a lot of opportunities to win, and everybody really has a great time because there's always a lot of good food at a captain's meeting and at the weigh-in. So really great opportunity to come out and meet a lot of kayakers and get plugged into the community.
Well, about 30 minutes from now, boats on the bayou over in Bayou St. John, part of the City Park Big Bass Rodeo, gets underway, offering $500 and $300 and $100 gift certificates at Massey's for the winners. There's a lot of competition. They're all after the Frog Lawyer. He's gone for his fourth consecutive victory, and there's people that want to take him down. So we'll see how that turns out. Any last-minute advice for fishing on that Bayou St. John for bass, Brendan?
No, I wouldn't say I'm an expert in that, but you know, I would definitely pay attention to the field and which direction they're going, because you know, a lot of the guys have been out there scouting, and if they know something, you know, it's always good to kind of like dove hunting. You kind of see where they're going.
Yes, indeed. All right, there's a term for that, but I'm not allowed to say it. But anyway, and I'm sure you've been followed, too, up and down the bayou. Brendan, always great talking to you. Look forward to our next visit. Keep on paddling, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Don. Take care.
All righty. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. Captain Eric is actually in the boats on the bayou. He's going to have a full report on how that went next week. All right, coming back after this, it's bad boy time. We're going to call these, if you remember an old movie, I'm saying it's old, The Magnificent Seven. Well, this is the Not-So-Magnificent Seven. They are our bad boys of the outdoors, and their story is coming up right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, don't forget, coming up soon, we've been telling you about this, the Double D Meat Company's 2023-24 Deer Contest is offering that Sportsman's Package Raffle. If you have any deer or hog or exotic or whatever you bring to them, you will get a ticket for a drawing for the Sportsman's Package, which consists of a 308 Browning X-Bolt white gold medallion. Talk about a beautiful rifle with Leopold scope. Leather case comes with it too, and the drawing will be done on April 1st. You don't need to be present. And if you want to look at the contest rules, go to Double D's Facebook page, and if you're bringing something over there, make sure you get your ticket. All right, when we come back after this quick pause, we're going to tell you about the what we're calling the Not-So-Magnificent Seven. They're our bad boys of the outdoors, and their story is next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, wrapping up a year-long investigation, Illinois Conservation Police have arrested seven men from three states who allegedly poached turkeys at night in Hartford, Alton, and Wood River, Illinois, using AR rifles equipped with thermal imaging scopes and suppressors. These boys were outfitted for turkey warfare. You're talking about taking out the beady-eyed bird to an extreme. Well, in addition to illegally killing more than 20 wild turkeys, they also used their high-tech night vision gear to bag three cottontail rabbits from a vehicle. Facing court dates in both Madison and Calhoun counties for a grand total of 63 misdemeanor charges and two felony counts are Mississippians Dustin Goldsmith of McCall Creek, Hunter Baxter of Loosedale, Nick Henley of Monticello, Jacob Russell of Ruth, Arkansan Dakota Jarrett of Wilmer, and Georgian Matthew McClendon of Augusta. The Not-So-Magnificent Seven and our bad boys of the outdoors. Man, that's taking the beady-eyed bird to an extreme there. All right, I've got a few text messages before we get to our next segment. When we, I'm hearing from Jason, the barber. Good morning to you, Jason. I paid a visit to him yesterday and got all my hairs cut. All right, here's some suggestions for the texter from Homer that's got the problem with the oil turning dark. says if you fry up some French fries after the oil turns dark, your oil will clean right up. And I guess you're going to have some fishy tasting French fries, too. But anyway, it cleans the oil. You don't have to eat them. Or if you're eating them with the fish, what's the difference? All right, here's one that says, I use my Cajun deep fryer. The heat passes through the oil, and any batter that falls off goes below the heat and doesn't burn. The oil lasts longer. That's a good suggestion for you. All right, oh, here's an explanation on Golden Duncan. I didn't get it. Duncan is a golden retriever, and he loves air-fried trout on a lick pad. That's from Marcus. All right, we got Lafayette Yacker checking in. I wonder if he's fishing boats on the bayou this morning. And here's one about, let's see, it makes me tear up with laughter to think about the jokes that would be made by Chef Justin Wilson if he was here to cook with an air fryer on the river in his P-Roll. I bet he would have liked to cook with an air fryer. LOL. All right, and here's one that says an air fryer does not fry at all. It simply bakes food crispy. Well, it does. It fries with air instead of oil. The forced air from the fan makes it an air fryer, I guess. All semantics. All right, here's one, Don, haven't heard about people putting motors on kayaks. Some tournaments are actually allowing that now. Yes, they are, and there's a little bit of a controversy about that, and that's from my friend Old Dog. All right, we're going to get back to some more text, but right now we've got to take a quick pause. When we come back, we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. And also, finally, I hope that listener who wanted to know the origin of the name Happy Jack is tuned in, because I found it. We'll be back to talk about it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, some people hunt turkeys at night with AR rifles and thermal imaging scopes and suppressors, and then some people catch fish with plastic. And we got one of them on the line, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Captain Ryan, how's the week been? It was a little rainy during the week, and now it's windy during the weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter. I'm at home right now, and I think Miss Carmen's overdone it a bit. It looks like the birds here. There's 500 ducks coming down out of the sky right now. I think she went a little overboard.
What is she feeding them? Just bird seed?
Corn? Yeah, but I mean, the sky is black over the pond right now. I'm talking about 500 of them coming down.
That's amazing.
Right at daylight. Oh, my gosh.
Man, who does the cleanup on that?
this down the yard?
Yeah, well, good this thing you got a big pond. Yard.
Well, yeah, the whole golf course, but they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
But fish has been good. I mean, you can't stop these boys. I mean, you give them a daggum shrimp and a little piece of water, they could bring back a limit of redfish. I mean, they're crazy. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's blowing, if it's raining. They just good. My boys, they are some good. And me with my plastic, no, I'm not going to go out in that kind of stuff and try to catch them on plastic because it would be very difficult. Like today, I mean, you got to go hide. You know, you could go throw a spinning bait or something, but they got a knack, I tell you. They've been catching them.
Yeah.
I tried to catch trout a couple of days this week just going out, but the tide was like 6 o'clock in the evening, high tide. So if you wasn't on the spot, you couldn't go run around to go find them, but he was on the spot, you could catch him. And they're nice fish, you know, they're really, really good trout. So, you know, that's always fun. You know, I like my trout, you know that.
Has everything been on the east side, or are you doing some west side fishing?
The trout's on the west, all the reds on the east. The reds on the west side, you know, there's some big fish there. There's a tournament this week, so everybody's fishing around Delacroix and Reggio. And, you know, but again, we still don't have all the fish. So it's very difficult on the boys a bunch of fish like they want. Mm-hmm. You know, used to say, yeah, I saw 500 today. Well, now they say, yeah, I saw 30 today. Mm-hmm. So, until, you know, it'll be a couple more years before we get it all back. But they'll find the ones. Somebody win the tournament. But the boys have been limiting out every single day, bringing in limits of fish. Then they got sheep heads and black drum with it. And, you know, if it's windy, you can't get after the trout, but that's all going to change here shortly. Actually, everything's about 2 weeks ahead of time. You know, these ducks shouldn't be here right now. They shouldn't be here to this full moon like they are. Mm-hmm. But they're here, and the trout are making their move out to the outside now already in the bays. You know, usually they'll do that April 1st as well, come out their winter haunts. but everything's ahead of time. Now, today's the flip-flop in the tide. So when the tide starts again day after tomorrow, it'll be completely different for the year. So it'll be summertime tide starting. So it won't be low tide in the morning anymore.
Yeah. What's the blackberry report? Are they early down there?
No. They're going to be right on time about the first week or two of April. I'm not seeing tons of them like normal. You know, a lot of things are getting grown up a little bit back down there. And then they cleared every lot in the world to put camper trailers for the liquid natural gas employees. And, you know, there's so many.
Yeah.
It took me 3 hours to get home the other day. You're talking about they must have 5,000-6,000 people working there.
That's unbelievable, the amount of people that are working down there. I'm sure hoping it's helping the economy in some kind of way.
Well, everybody in the world got trailers in their yards.
Yeah, I see that.
Everybody's making money somehow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the red snapper season's going to be set to open in a couple of weeks, April 15th,
yeah,
opening up
April
early, 15th. And it's 4 fish per person, and it's 7 days a week. Are you guys going to try to do any of that snapper fishing in state waters?
Yeah, we are, actually, and I think Cody's getting a 25-foot boat, so he wants to do that, and Jake's got a boat he wants to start fishing the rigs with and fishing different things like cobias and triple tails and snappers and mangroves and Jake's got a license for offshore further, even, you know, a reef permit. So yeah, we'll start hitting that pretty good and fly fishing. We do it all.
You know,
bird watching, eco tours, it doesn't matter.
Speaking of offshore fishing, you know, our friend Stu Shear called me last week and told me about that boat that ran into the rig at night, that Alabama boat, and I saw pictures
of it. That was terrible.
Oh, it was horrible. And his son, Cuda, went out there and actually rescued the two guys that were still on the boat. I don't know if they ever found the one that was ejected.
No.
Horrible.
No, it's a shame. I thought Stuart told me that they got two out the water, but, you know, it's either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I think they were. You know. I think they were in the water, but the boat was jammed in underneath there, and it looked like a head-on collision from an automobile running into a tree. I mean, it was just destroyed.
It was still floating. That's the thing that was so weird. You know, the fish are trapped underwater, guys and girls. They're not going anywhere. There's no sense in going out there before daylight trying to get a head start.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sense in risking your life to go try to get a head start on catching fish. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And,
especially
and taking,
in Buras, you got an oyster pool every 5 inches.
Right. Well, the only thing you can do is, you know, that can bring about an awareness of boating safety because a lot of times it gets taken for granted and things like that kind of are a wake-up call. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and do some of that bird watching, blackberry picking, alligator hunting, and all that stuff you guys do, give them that number.
They can get me direct at 504-559-5111, and we'll take them to do whatever they want in outdoors. I mean, we got enough people to get it done.
Actually, I got two more things to ask of you. Air fry versus oil fry. Where do you stand on that? And I think I know.
I like them both at different things. You know, I tell you what, when you let's say you buy some chicken, some fried chicken, Popeyes or whatever, and you bring it home and you want to eat it the next day. If you put it in the microwave, it's got a nasty flavor. You put it in the air fryer, not only will you get a cup of grease out of it, but but it tastes good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how much grease will come out of that. I said, oh, my God, what am I eating? But, it's a lot better in the air fryer. Anything I warm up in the air fryer, and it comes out crispy and better. So I've cooked a few things in it, but the flour doesn't brown right sometimes,
so
I don't have it quite right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe somebody's got a secret to getting a real crispy batter on chicken or fish in an air fryer, but I have yet to find it. All right, last question. You are near an area known as Happy Jack. Do you know how the name came about as Happy Jack? You don't hear it much anymore, but some people still refer to
that. No, I do not.
Well,
I think I'm scared to ask.
That's not that bad. There was a post office, and it was named Happy Jack Post Office in 1874, and it stayed open till 1958, when I guess it consolidated with maybe Port Sulphur or maybe the Bureau's post office. Anyway, the community got the nickname from an early settler who was known for his cheerful nature. His name was Jack, and he was always happy, so they call that area Happy Jack.
Well, I tell you what, Happy Jack is not much anymore, I tell you.
And I can remember a sign on the road when you got there. You know, one of these little signs that tell you you're coming to a community or a city, which it never was a city. It was just an area known as Happy Jack. It also had other names called Point Michael and Ronquillo Settlement.
So. Ronquillo, yeah, they had a bayou going all the way to the Gulf of Bay Ronquillo.
Yeah. Well, that's the origin of it, and I hope that person that's been asking me to research it is listening, because I finally had time to check it out. That's the best I could do. Happy Jack. All right, Ryan, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right. Coming back to wrap it up right after this timeout on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that Magnificent Seven theme song is at the request of one of our listeners, Texter 8480. Thank you for reminding us. All right, another texter from Alabama. At 6408 says, night hunting turkeys, that's just plain evil, referring to our bad boys. You know, I'm going to nominate them for the baddest of the bad for our contest at the end of the year for 2024. You're right, that is evil. Using thermal equipment and suppressors on AR-15s to kill turkeys on the roost at night. That is just plain evil. All right, another one, 7662 says, it's pretty ironic that one of the seven is named Hunter. Now, he's no hunter. He ought to be named Bozo. Here's one from David. The bad boys could also be known as the Ridiculous 6+1, although Adam Sandler might not like one of his movie titles being associated with those geniuses. All right, so what do rabbit hunters do when the season ends? John Terrebonne with the Convent Hunting Club says half of them are in Toledo Bend this morning, and the other half are in City Park at the Bass Rodeo. They've been catching all their fish on topwater, and a wacky worm had to dodge the rain yesterday, but did manage to put a bunch of fish in the live well. Going to the launch right now. Good luck to everyone. Big Mike says that those dewberries got red vines, and the blackberries have the green vine. And here's a tip about getting the flour or batter crispy. It says, tell Ryan if he will take a spray bottle of water, spray the flour, get it moist before putting it in the air fryer. It will come out crispy and brown, but they prefer oil for frying. You spray it once it's on the fish, or do you spray the flour before you put the fish in it? Give us a little clarification. Here's one that says, I always thought Happy Jack place and road names came from oil field pumper jacks. Not according to the research I found. Happy Jack was named for a settler who was always in a jovial mood. And the post office was founded back in the 1870s and remained open till 1958. Happy Jack is located just before you get to Ryan's place down in Burris. It's between Port Sulphur and Burris. Just an area, and it was called the Happy Jack community. All right, some reminders, all right? Don't forget next week's show. Drew Dubuque, I think he's going to be co-hosting with me. He's going to be with me for the youth turkey season again this year, and he's got a special announcement to make. Also, next week's show, we're going to relive an April Fool joke I pulled on radio. I forget how many years ago it was. I think it was 20-something years ago. Might have been 20 years exactly. I'll have the date for you, but I think you'll enjoy listening to that April Fool joke during April Fool weekend, which is Easter weekend, and tune us in then. Also, the following week, April 6th, we're going to be over at Martian Bayou's retail store in Mandeville for the Spring Fling. I think this is our third or fourth year of doing it. Food, drinks, discounts, raffle prizes, 10 cup whiskey samples beginning at 5 a.m. in the morning. Yes, indeed, it's going to be a great day. Going to be Blaine Salter there demonstrating the jigging pole. And we'll have Chaz Champagne with his Matrix baits there. Got some specials on him. And talking fishing in all the areas he fishes, like Pontchartrain, Rigolese areas. All right, all that coming up. Don't forget, we also going to be talking more about the changes in the regulations. We'll keep an eye on that for you. And also want to get your turkey reports in here. Turkey season just got me all fired up. I'm ready to go. But we got to wait here in Louisiana. We have a late start. Youth weekend is next weekend. And then the big boys can hunt on April 6th. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all of you who sent your text in and participated as you do each and every Saturday morning. We love it. Thanks to Cullen Steele. He's the guy back at the mothership making the show sound good, and we hope it does. And hope you'll join us again next week, 5 to 7 a.m. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.